and driving a million miles an hour. What the fuck? Guy's got fucking places to be, I guess. Well, I got all my office stuff done, and then there was kind of not a lot else to do, so I started some stuff downloading on the office PC, because the Windows 10 store is not as fast as Steam, and then thought I would go home. I have a plumber coming to the house. Well, he's a contractor. He's a friend of the family that does a multitude of things, but I have a leak in my hall bathroom, so he's gonna come and fix it. He's, you know, I was gonna just let him in the house with no one there and all that other stuff, but, you know, hey, if I could be there, why not? I gotta talk to him about some other stuff that I want to do. So I'm going to go home so I can be there for that and then work on some other stuff. I got to try and put together some stuff for a show. And yeah, picked out tapes for the next installment of the game tapes this morning. It's a fat stack of tapes. Answered some emails. I still have a few that I gotta get back. Some people I gotta get back to. Bathroom mods, yeah. Now I'm installing the Clean Faces mod for the bathroom, finally. Just clean the bathroom. Wow.
The bathroom. Wow. I would say wow if you saw that clean bathroom. I bet I would.
I like a clean bathroom. That's our bathrooms have been, let's say, cleaner than they have been in the past, but we're still not truly clean. I kind of want to, I think we're going to eventually, just little by little, tear both of them apart and put in new stuff. I was thinking about getting one of those fancy Japanese toilets. Something with an MP3 player in it. You know, something nice. And then, like, the shower is gross. Like, you know, that house was built in the 70s. And a lot of that stuff, I think, has been there since the 70s. So, like, this vinyl shower that is separating from the wall in some spots. It's just like, you know, just needs to be redone. The toilet that's in there is bad. So, we'll get something better. And yes, a nice bathroom remodel adds to the value of the home, obviously. That's cool, too. But yeah, I don't know. There's stuff. You know, I've had that house for a little over a decade. Well, yeah, no, I guess it's probably been about 12 years, I guess. And I haven't really done much to it, so it's not to say that it's necessarily fallen into disrepair, but, you know, parts of it need some attention. I used to yank out all the carpet at some point, because that brown-ass carpet's been there forever. And it ain't great. It's a very dusty house, you know? Or it can be. Still have holes for the... Yeah, it's some holes in the walls that need to be taken care of, for sure. Well, there are two, I guess. There's the one in the bedroom where I put my foot through the wall. That's there. That's no good. And then the little spring, the little stopper on the front door was broken for a good long time. So people coming through the front door and just swinging it open, that the doorknob would basically slam into the wall. So that's put a tiny hole in it. Oh, you know what? There's a third hole where the fucking towel rack fell out in the bathroom, and we don't have a fucking towel rack, and that makes me crazy. That's the worst one of all. Where are we supposed to put these towels? Carpet sucks. Yeah, it kind of, I mean, it's nice if you want, like, a floor that doesn't get super cold, you know, probably retains heat a little better than just flooring, hardwood, whatever you got, but yeah, and there's vinyl flooring in both the bathrooms, and some of that's peeling up in spots, and it's all fucked up, and that sucks, so probably do some tile floors or something. I don't know what any of this stuff costs. I'm just gonna look at it and probably like, oh, tile's $1 zillion? Okay, let's not do that. Putting a heated floor. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that. I wonder if that's something that you could just tap into the existing heating system and just have. I don't know how heated floors work. I don't know that I need a heated floor. That seems extravagant in a way that I don't. I don't need that. It's not that cold, but. But yeah, walked into the hall bathroom on two separate occasions to discover water covering the entire floor. So, that's bad. The valve the valve hooked up to the wall. It's like, you know, the wall, basically. The valve on the wall for the toilet that you can turn off right there at the wall. That has sprung a slow leak. So. The other weird thing about where I live is that it's the house is built on adobe, which shifts around as time goes on. So like my back deck made of wood, and granted it's an old deck and it's seen better days. But, you know, that thing shifted, like, you could hammer all the nails in it, and then, you know, by the end of the season, it would have, all the nails would have knocked out again, or, well, maybe that's a bad example, but, like, there are a lot of cracks in the walls coming out of the door frames, coming out of, like, the upper corners of a door frame. You'll see a little crack, and that'll tighten up, in the winter, and then separate out in the summer, as the adobe under the house shifts. So yeah, tile is not automatically great, but if you get small enough tile, you know, you're not getting like your big ass tiles. It seems like that's a better way to go. Smaller tiles will stay. I mean, they'll eventually crack because everything does, but it's the sort of place where you get your driveway redone and then a year later, there's a fucking gigantic crack down the middle of it and you're like, well, fuck. When you buy houses in that area, they actually make you sign something saying, you know, yes, I understand that the land under this house moves a lot and fuck, and that's going to fucking cause some things to happen. When I bought the place, it didn't have any cracks in any of the door jams. They went over and they just like thickly painted over them or like did all this other stuff. And then it, you know, you saw that separate and you're like, oh, these have been here forever. Like that's just how it goes. You know, I've lived in that area for most of my life, so I knew that going in. It wasn't really that big of a deal, but but that leads to other stuff, like, oh man, these cars aren't moving and I need to stop. Okay. Hopefully someone doesn't do what I did, because they'll have you less time to stop behind me. Alright. We lived. We made it through alive. And the cabinets in the kitchen are coming separated from the ceiling and shit like that. You know, it's just stuff that is aging and needs to be renovated. It's probably a pretty long list, but I'm not going to just tear it all apart at once. Go through little by little and do stuff, I guess. Definitely don't have the money to redo all of it at once, that's for sure. Shit. But first things first, I need to renovate the PC with a faster processor and such. Maybe I should get a pool and then, instead of filling it up with water, learn how to skateboard. Oh, you managed to get a Rift from Best Buy, huh? Didn't they get most of? Well, I guess I don't know. The one or two reports I saw were from people that said yeah, they got five of them. So there were people camped out in some cases that just got them all, and that was that. Smart of them to plan all those demos. Hey, book a demo and come in, and then not have enough to actually have people fucking buy one at the end of that demo if they sold them all out first thing. Nice work. Really spreading the message. Fuck. There are words I would use to describe drinking Maker's Mark, but I don't know that I would choose the one that they have chosen for their ads here, which appears to be delicious. Their slogan is straight up, it's just this billboard says Maker's Mark, delicious is everything. Which is gross and... delicious. Ah, some nice delicious Maker's Mark. No, that's not. I might use phrases an acquired taste, or you might cough while drinking this. Or get drunk while sucking on wood. Delicious. think of like someone drinking that and then saying delicious, they would be an alcoholic. Ah, delicious. Like, that's the only scenario in which I envision someone drinking Maker's Mark and calling it delicious. Big Sean today. Little Big Sean goes a long way, as it turns out. Yeah.
talk to Junie in Connecticut. Hey, Junie.
Hey, what up? What up? What up? Driving trucks, man.
Love to hear that. What can we play for you?
I'm trying to hear Bishop Lamont with Exhibit. It's called Hallelujah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, gotcha. I haven't seen, I haven't talked to Bishop Lamont forever, man. We'll play you that.
Rejoice. Real hip hop is back.
Thank you. police are KK.
KK.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hey.
That's you.
KK.
Is this the time?
Calling in to request songs in this day and age. Like, if that guy likes that Bishop Lamont song, chances are he's got access to it somehow. Right? I mean, he's paying for satellite radio. You would think at some point be like, oh, well, yeah, I've got, you know, I could just probably punch that up on fucking YouTube for free if you wanted. Spotify lets people listen for free now with ads, right? It's probably on there. Like, I get, you know, like, FM radio calling for requests, because, like, you're probably at work. Like, that was the thing, you know, growing up in the tire shop, like, you know, the mechanics would just sit there and listen to the fucking, like, classic rock station constantly, because that's what you listen to when you work on cars. So, you know, you'd call and be like, I need to hear some BTO, man. Fucking Mopar. I'm working on some Mopar. I need to hear some fucking BTO. And the guys go like, this one goes out to all the guys down at this shop, and, you know. Like, that sort of stuff made sense. But, like, now, when everyone's got phones and fucking, like, a million different ways to hear every song. That are certainly cheaper than satellite radio. Like, you just calling in so you can talk to these guys and try to impress them by requesting a cool song. Wiz Khalifa's fucking terrible.
Yeah,
buddy. Get healthy. That's all we got.
That's all we got.
What happened? What happened? You burned?
I was in two wars and everything, and they ain't trying to treat us right.
Goddamn, man. Yo, you fight two fucking wars and you still gotta go hop through goddamn hoops. I hate to hear that, Cleveland.
Yes, sir. But I got to do what I got to do.
It's
the only way I can take care of the family.
You fucking ain't right. Well, thank you. Well, I appreciate what you've done.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Yeah. Be well.
I'll keep it safe.
Peace. I thought something light. Like, nah, man, I'm at two more. Shit. All right. Check the fuck out.
Like the NWA reunion that was talked about out of this song and the other one they did would have actually materialized. I think that would have been cool. That was the right time for it. Like everyone was kind of like it was good material, the two songs that they did. Now, I don't know if it'd be the same. I don't know if everyone's kind of on the same, on the right level for a reunion like this to work. Dre made all his money. Ice Cube got deeper and deeper into, I mean, he was doing a lot of acting then too, but. Done it for the movie, yeah. But when they were promoting the movie, like, I don't know, there was just something. Well, I guess what they just did some Coachella shit, right? And Dre was there for that. But there was all this other stuff that, like, they were doing around the movie that, like, Dre kind of wasn't there for, or, you know, they weren't, like, together all the time. Like, they did some interviews, like, the major media, they got everybody together, but I don't know. This is. I got a mansion and 6 cars that I paid for. Suck my dick. We came a long way from not giving a fuck. Selling tapes out of a trunk to moving this far up. Like, yeah, that last Dre album, I like it a lot. But it's like, it's very, it's got this very, like, I don't need your respect. Elder statesman quality to it. More so than a lot of his other stuff. I mean, you know, he's always had, like, other people on his albums, right? But. Like, it was even more from this perspective of, like, well, I made $1 billion, and I'm from Compton. So, here's an album about that, kind of. And, like, I think it's really good, and I think the people he fucking got for it are amazing. But I think it would make it, like, you know, if he got back together with Ice Cube and all this other stuff, like, I think that's the subject matter wouldn't ring true the same way now as it did, as it would have when that stuff was coming out, I think. It felt a little more vital.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he, like, famous? Listen, I don't know nothing no more.
Mad City Kendrick Lamar?
Oh, all right, there you go. Look at me. Look at my old ass. I didn't know he was called K-Dot.
That was his name before he was Kendrick Lamar.
That's... Oh,
I think,
kid.
Wasn't he always Kendrick Lamar? And then decided, like, that's his government, right?
Nah, he was K-Dot before Kendrick Lamar. Back before he got big, he was K-Dot. Before,
what does mama name him?
Kendrick, that's true. Kendrick Duckworth. Kendrick Lamar Duckworth.
There it is. Duckworth, huh? Like Kevin Duckworth. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Peace.
Yo, that truck is not facing the right way for it to be continuing to move on this freeway. I have to get out of this lane. What the okay, that's a fire truck. That's a car that appears to be inserted into the cement guardrail pretty hard. This is not a rap, but I'm slinging crack or moon cocaine. This is cold and second, plenty cognac and major pain. Not the drill sergeant, but the stress that I gotta get over one more lane here. Oh, there's an ambulance coming through. They're stopping everybody. Ugly, waving your hand out the window, check yourself. Warriors and Conan's hope euphoria can slow dance with so sweet. Either privacy, the first one to get killed. Seen a light skinned nigga with his brains blown out. At the same breakfast sandwich. Now this is not a tape recorder saying that he did it, but ever since that day, I was looking at him different. That was back when I was 9, Joey packed a 9, pack a stand on every porch is fine. We adapt to crime, pack a van with 4 guns at a time, with the sliding door, fuck it up, fuck you shooting for. If you ain't walking up, you fucking punk, picking up the fucking pump, picking up you sucker. Oh, that car is fucking smashed up. Those three cars, yeah, that's a... That car ended up in the cement wall, and the cement wall had no give.
Smoke on me, but the drive by the hood lately. Couple of IPs with the fucking spray basketballers and now they just to eat. If I'm mashing all of my skeletons, what you drop in the sand? What you say my intelligence now is great belief. And it's safe to say that our next generation maybe can sleep. What dreams of being a lawyer, doctor, instead of boy with a chopper. The whole Dakota's like a hostage. Kill a part of the gossip, the children of the corn. Big men are lies and the option of living a lie. Drive the body with toxins, constantly drinking and drive. Get the powder to watch this flame that arrive in time. This account with the gossip, standing and banging the slide. I'm the bitch with the positive price on his head. The tides probably go to the project's eye. Let me sign the belly of the rust. Copy the USA. Maybe an angel named Dust.
Nigga, pass that about damn. You ain't the one that got fucked up. Hold it for me. It's always got me insensitive and shit.
That ain't no word.
Nigga, shut up. Doc, you good, my nigga? Don't even trip. Just lay back and drink that.
That was the All Requests album from Jude Lawrence here, right here Monday afternoons. I do it correct, and sometimes unofficially, sometimes greater than you, sometimes whatever you choose to. We always have a chance to make requests and have requests for you Mondays right on the All Out Show. 887-423-345, 3 Satellite Radio, Shape 45. Let's go!
Come on, B. If Nia Long is not the whole pass of life, I don't know who is. Hit me up, fellas. Let me know if you will risk it all, if you will shoot your shot. I'm Steph Curry out this motherfucker. That's all I'm saying. At Torrey on Twitter, at Torrey on Instagram. Got a lot of dope music coming up. My man Jack Quay, I got some Kanye as well. And we're going to take it to a new level right now. One of these verses.
Right now. I don't know if you get a man in that. If you make plans in that. If God put me in your plans in that. I'm tripping and drinking, got me saying a lot. But I know that God put you in front of me. Try the hell to in front of me. It's a thousand years, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in a moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dying night. So we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'll do anything for a Blondike. And she'll do anything for the limelight. And we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it.
what you want. What you said, Seppi's, cause you know my pieces don't run down my bank account.
This is terrible.
If you need a plug, let me know what's up. My bitch, I'm a pussy clown. When I talk about money, she gets happy.
God damn it, hip-hop. Hey, did Big Sean die? Why is there so much Big Sean being played? Part where they say ass over and over again.
Drugs are kicking in. Hey, everyone, Jude, and special guest little kid in the building. Doing the news. Captain America Civil War has launched a massive opening in the weekend. $181 million.
How big was the opening? Was it like a pussy?
Yeah, the box was
massive.
Massive inside go team.
Big ass box. Box big as fuck, son. $181 million.
Damn,
what does that mean? Like, I don't even know, like, what was the next, I don't even know what that shit means anymore. Is that good?
It's amazing. Yeah.
Is it? What is the last one?
It says,
did it be E.T.? It's the first to reach the 1 billion mark worldwide at the box box office.
Already?
It will be first. It will be first. It's.
Oh my god.
I mean, it was that amazing.
Iron Man 3
opened up at 174.
People are saying that this Captain America has beaten is better than any other
shit. Avengers, all the other shit that's out there. X-Men.
All of them.
It was the fifth best opening weekend ever.
What?
Behind Star Wars, Jurassic World, The Avengers.
Was somebody naked in the movie? Like, why is it so big?
You know what I want to see, though? Yeah. All that shit is real cute and adorable, but, like, money... Like, I want to see how these motherfuckers are really doing compared to Jaws and shit like that. Because back in the day, you know, it cost like, a dollar and a wooden nickel to get into the fucking movie theater, you know? Like, so... I want to know how much they're really making compared to these other movies.
You know what's even more crazy? Like, I've interviewed some of these actors. They don't even get paid, like... the amounts these movies are making. Like,
that's crazy.
Because it's like a privilege to be, like, down with Marvel, and you get paid, like, on your second, third, like, really paid on your second, third installment of the movie, or if you're part of, like, you know.
That's what Terrence Howard asked. Remember that shit? Terrence Howard tried to be cute, man. Like, nah, man, you're gonna have to pay me.
Look at him now.
He was in the Iron Man, the first Iron Man. He tried to get real. They fired his ass and brought Don Cheadle on. Like, all right, motherfucker.
You see, Don Cheadle, he understands that whole movie shit. Like, you know, black people, they don't really invest well on black people. You gotta, like, prove yourself.
But then, like, a Don Cheadle would be good for him.
That wasn't no black thing. That was, he was the fucking sidekick. It was, like, no one gave him a fuck. Like, who's buying War Machine? Like, who bought the War Machine comic?
But look how big War Machine now is. Like other movies, like that could have been.
That's because Marvel built that shit. Mm-hmm. There's not a big giant demand for War Machine. Like, I grew up on Iron Man. Like, I know War Machine because of that shit. But
maybe, you know,
average person ain't going to War Machine. Like, Terrence Howard should have just got his money and shut the fuck up.
But he's light skinned. He probably thought that, you know, light skinned.
Are you serious?
Niggas ain't talking. Niggas is happy. Yo, I told you something right now. Yo. What's his name though? Was it Star Wars? Samuel Jackson. He was like, I'll do the first shit or whatever for free. I don't give a fuck. I'll do all of them for free. Just put me in Star Wars.
Yep.
But you see, he's everywhere. Like some people just don't think
fucking
like that.
Where?
I don't know what was
a lot of shit like that.
Like, what the fuck is wrong?
HBO's the same way, man. HBO don't pay like that, but motherfuckers get on HBO and then you see them in every fucking movie after that. You get that cosign.
What's wrong with this guy?
Get that motherfucking cosign, yeah. I'm sure all of the motherfuckers are doing good, too.
You think Terrence Howard is, like, heart is bleeding every time he sees, like, this guy's in, like, the next one? He's on the
shit! He's got Empire popping, though. Nah, he's got that Empire money, so he's straight. But
and
I know
Empire
he was
shit.
Mad before that Empire shit came out.
Empire shit getting kind of corny, too.
Yeah, but the Marvel money is out of here. And you're universally known. Is Empire popping in, like, China or Japan? Like,
nah.
Got it.
Well, wait a minute. Nah. Guess, and other news, guess who's popping in other news?
Yeah.
Cat Williams. He faces up to 6 months in jail for battery charges. He's
was that for getting beat up? Was that from getting beat up by a 7-year-old? Or
I think it was some incident that happened outside a hotel where he saw a car accident occur and decided to help the victims, but then was joined by a group of onlookers. And described and who teased him as a funny man about his 5-foot statue, and he ended up striking them and really defending himself.
He need to go to wherever he's living, right? He need to leave. Like, go to France, man.
Why does he love, like, altercations all the time?
I know, right? He's crazy. He don't know how to walk. He's crazy.
Is he missing a pill, or did he not take his pills today? Or
and he drinks, and he doesn't care, and he has tooth decay, and he just keeps going.
Tooth decay. And that kid was not 7, Jude.
Like, 15 years ago, that dude was top of the fucking world. Like, he was making more money than anybody touring. He was crushing it. And now look at him, man. He's just lost his shit.
He's just crazy. His mustache is crazy. He's like...
Yo, he's smiling in jail. Like, he's smiling. They got him on cuffs with... like a yellow shirt and like cuffs, and he has his hands clapped together and smiling like, yes, 6 months, can't wait.
And who gets beat up at a Beanie Sigel concert? Like, come on.
And that he kid got beat up at a Beanie Sigel concert?
Yeah.
He just ran into some kid like randomly and just started going at him.
Jude, this is how it happened.
I saw him got beat up at a school, but he got beat up at a... what happened, sir?
All right, dude, this is what happened. He, whatever, was with his homies, chilling, BDC with his homies, and they're playing dice or whatever. And he's like, yeah, you know, y'all can't play that, you know, he's talking shit. So he, I think he has a, what car he has, a Lamborghini or a Porsche.
Mm-hmm.
And Porsche. He dies, right. And he diced his Porsche away to BDC, who he lost in a bet game, a dice game. So he diced the Porsche away, but he says, I'm all right. I'll go with y'all to the show anyway. So he goes on the show. He's on stage, and they're laughing at him. Like, look at this little nigga. He lost. So they're laughing and joking, and he's drinking, and he does some shit with his hands and his back like he wants to fight, and he runs to one of Beanie Siegel's homies and wrestles him on stage.
That sounds fun. Hot hand in a dice game. All right, I gotta go. I'm gonna go get some work done. Do some stuff. See about getting this toilet fixed. That'll be awesome. I'll see you later.